This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 320 for Wednesday, March 24th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were mostly higher on Wednesday, with the largest advances in the old crop months as advances in Chicago soy oil provided support. The new crop contracts lagged to the upside, with November posting small losses at the close. May canola up $13.30 at $796.10 per ton. November down 40 cents at $614.80. A number of rumors circulating the market led to some volatile activity, with unconfirmed talk that a couple of Canadian crushers had purchased canola from Ukraine to import and process here in Canada. Traders questioned the logistics of importing Ukrainian canola, but thought such a move would be bearish if true, as it would be a sign Canadian canola from the prairies is too expensive. But on the other side, gains in Chicago soy oil were supportive. The need to buy acres this spring also underpinned the market. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both higher, while wheat ended lower. Soybeans up 9 cents in the May contract at $14.33 per bushel. Solid global demand for vegetable oil accounted for much of the strength in beans amid a renewed push towards biofuels in the U.S. under the Biden administration. While Brazil's soybean harvest is making some progress, congestion at the country's ports continue to hamper export movement there. The USDA's Planting Intentions Report will be released next week, Wednesday, and pre-report positioning should be a feature the next few days. Corn, it's a bit higher on, or actually narrowly mixed on the day, but the July contract up 3 cents, that was where the most of the trade was, at $5.37 and a quarter. Seeding delays in Brazil and a mixed start to seeding in the southern U.S. accounted for some of the activity. Wheat futures were down across the board, with improving moisture conditions in a number of wheat-growing regions of the world weighing on prices. Strength in the U.S. dollar internationally was also bearish, as it makes U.S. wheat more expensive for export customers. Minneapolis spring wheat down 4 cents in the May contract at $6.25 per bushel. Kansas City down 5¾ cents in May at $5.76¼. And Chicago wheat down 10 cents in May at $6.24¾. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 24th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.